And we're looking at Simon Yud. So interesting question which comes up is, if we're always so worried about the status of liquids, so what about when you drink a liquid? What should be you should be chayim and tilsi dayim for drinking the liquid? So interestingly enough, Shulchan Aruch says that the Chazal were not machayiv. In the tila, when a person is drinking. Now, the Mishnayos talk about this halacha. You know, Mishnayos brachos and other places have talked about a person who's drinking has to wash his hands because of the concern. Maybe some of the liquid will go on the outside. Your hand will touch it, and the tefillah will go back inside and make. So that only applies bisman that they were noig tumah tahara. But this that we're going to say nowadays that there's a chiyuv in the tila. Even we're not being doing no tumah batara, that far we didn't take it. Therefore, the halacha is the mechaber says that a person is shoisa. You do not need to wash at all, even one hand. The reason why I say even one hand because the Mishnah there talks about the Mishnah over there talks about the idea of washing the hand that you're drinking with, or the hand that you're supporting it with. The discussion in the Gemara. So it says, we're saying that the truth is that neither one over here would be chayiv. It's a totally different din. I feel in the gabba mashkin, noigan shalod little yadav. Even if you would attempt, sometimes you'll touch the mashka, so you do not need to be little yadav. The Magen Aram says, based on that, l'chara, if a person would cup his hands and take water from a river, so over there where the derech is to use your hands, l'chara, you should have to wash your hands. You could, anytime you're cupping your hands and taking it out of some liquid, container of liquid, l'chara, you should have to wash your hands. The mice of the minig is even in that situation not to wash one's hands. Excuse me. One or two points, just going back along the way. So towel seems to be something which is not really relevant for us. We're not really eating liquids which have towel on them. We mentioned a little bit, just to go into a little more. A person takes a fruit out of the fridge. It's a very cold fridge, and it's a nice, moist, hot day. There's a lot of moisture in the kitchen, and this layer of condensation develops on your cold apple. Do you have to wash based on that? So if it's not tefech amanas latviach, if it doesn't, it's not a significant amount of liquid to the point that it will moisten your hand, to the extent your hand can moisten something else, that's not considered a shear of liquid that we have in the tila. If, however, it is significant enough that it could do that, it's tefech amanas latviach, so the Chazon Ish is on record, and that's considered, that's the din of tal. In other words, so the chiddush of tal different than, let's say, water, which really tal is just H2O, as opposed to coming from regular water sources. It's the liquid which you're sort of condensing from the air. So, and it's developing on the fruit and it by itself, sort of, or the food by itself. So that's the chiddush of tal that you have to wash. So condensation is not any less than that. Zeya for sure would be that's clear halacha that we find in the Mishnah Yitzim Hetem Mashir, and the Zeya is dealt with as the liquid itself. So if you would have steam that you could actually see coming out and then settling on a food and leaving a layer of moisture on it, that's for sure a person would have to wash for. So Zeya for sure you have to wash for, that's considered mayim. And tal, the Chazon Ish argues that this goes under tal as well, in the case where it condensed just from the out of the thin air, literally. There are those voices which disagree with the Chazon Ish and say you're not mechayev to wash. And arguably, you could argue that it's a suffix and a derabanan, but I think preferably a person should. The arguments of the Chazon Ish seem to be correct to me. A person should wash his hands in that situation. Alternatively, a person can dry off the fruit, and the fact that it was wet is not the issue. The point is that right now when you're eating it, it can't be wet. Chazal, we're not machayev any type of the tila for just touching food. If you're not planning to eat it, And we said, you're not chayav the tefillah for touching food, even if you're feeding it to somebody else. Only the person who's eating it is mechuyav to wash their hands, not the one who's touching it. If it's man, that tumah tahar would be noyig, that would not be true. Touching it could cause tumah to the food and the person, or to truma, etc. So that would apply in that situation, a chayav of the tefillah, to prevent the tumah from descending upon the oichel. Have a good day, Mr. Shem. In the next shir, we will go on to the next klal, Kol Tov.